Blackpink kick off YouTube's new music series, Demi Lovato drops breakup ballad following breaking off her engagement, and celebrities react to the presidential debate. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, September 30th. First up, Blackpink is continuing the major ramp up to their highly anticipated debut LP, The Album. The K-pop supergroup will be the first subject of a new YouTube Originals music series titled Released, which will premiere Thursday night, October 1st at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Time, just minutes before the album drops.
Here's Blackpink.
Go behind the scenes with Blackpink.
Released will air on Thursdays right before artists release new music at midnight Eastern Time. The series' 16 episodes will reveal exclusive performances and announcements, and according to the trailer for Blackpink's episode tomorrow, secrets from the world's biggest artists.
I'm a mess and I'm still... I'm a mess and I'm still broken.
Next up, Demi Lovato just dropped a surprising new song on Wednesday, September 30th, in the wake of ending her engagement with Max Eric. Titled Still Have Me, the pop star released the emotive piano ballad in full via Twitter, writing, "Music is always there for me," alongside a video of the track.
I don't have much, but at least I still have me.
Demi split from fiancé Max Yurich just 2 months after the actor popped the question in a romantic beachside proposal.
Proud Boys.
Stand back.
And lastly, on Tuesday night, Democratic nominee Joe Biden and President Donald Trump went head-to-head for the first presidential debate. And naturally, artists flooded social media with their thoughts. Here's Jordan Rowling with the details.
While some shared general statements, like John Legend, who tweeted, "We can't put ourselves through another 4 years of this walking dumpster fire," and 50 Cent, who called the face-off entertainment at its best.
I really feel really bad when Trump came for Biden's son like that. Like, I feel like that was very unnecessary.
Cardi B couldn't get over Trump attacking Biden's son for battling drug addiction.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
Others were left stunned by the president's refusal to condemn white supremacy. Stand by, he said. Stand back and stand by. Offered no condemnation, pointed out Hozier. Meanwhile, Chance the Rapper wrote, "The entire country has to make a decision as to whether it will continue to downplay the fact that our president is an openly racist white supremacist and what that means for its citizens, or vote him out."
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.